Supporters of President Trump were lined around the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs for hours in the rain yesterday.
Oh my God!
That's what I said. I was like, oh, I gotta go. Yeah. I gotta go.
Steve McGuire wore a green hat with Make Farmers Great Again scrolled across the front in yellow print. He drove all the way from the Quad Cities to attend and says he's supported Trump since he announced he was running for president. McGuire is backing Republican Governor Kim Reynolds next month in her close race with Democrat Fred Hubble.
Oh yeah, I'll vote for Kim and probably any Republican that's on the ballot this go round.
Boosting support for Republicans here in close midterm races is likely one of the reasons Trump came here for this particular announcement. Researchers at Iowa State University say the president's trade policies are costing the state between $1 and $2 billion. Trump's announcement of allowing year-round sales of gasoline blended with 15% corn-based ethanol gives farmers more demand. That's according to Iowa State University agricultural economist Chad Hart.
I think you can say that this is a storyline that he hopes will play well within the agricultural audience here. And, you know, farmers do tend to vote Republican, so this is a way to strengthen the base up right before the midterm election.
In a recent letter, a bipartisan group of lawmakers from many oil-producing states urged Trump to oppose expanding sales of E15. But Trump told the crowd in Council Bluffs he was keeping his word to Iowa.
I made that promise to you during the campaign. I made that promise to you during the primaries, remember? I made that promise. Promises made, promises kept.
At one point, President Trump invited Governor Kim Reynolds onto the stage, and she thanked the president not only for the ethanol announcement.
Thank you for cutting taxes for hardworking Iowans, for eliminating senseless regulations that stifled innovation and jobs, for standing strong with Justice Kavanaugh and appointing conservative judges to the court.
President Trump also invited the 3rd District Iowa Congressman David Young on stage. He faces a tough race against Democrat Cindy Axne.
Remember this, a vote for David is a vote for me in our agenda to make America great again. David, come up.
Young also backed up the president.
Incredible things are happening, folks, allowing hardworking Iowans to keep their hard-earned dollars. Opportunity, the American dream. Thank you, Mr. President.
While those in the audience were there to see the president, they got a dose of policy, and his parting words were focused on getting his base to turn out in the midterm. In Council Bluffs, Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.